Donald Trump is a pancake thief. I mean, that's the big story we're told. And we, of course, on this show, we cover the big stories, and that is it. Yes, impeach Donald Trump, the pancake thief. You guys see it? I mean, if you ever start to feel if you ever start to feel like the mainstream media is not as bad as we're making it out to be, just consider this. The addiction to gossip about Donald Trump runs so deep that they're willing to write a thoroughly investigated piece sourced from a distant relative about him stealing pancakes from their house. But all signs, on the other hand, point to serious fraud committed by this high-profile member of the House of Representatives, Ilhan Omar, and you don't hear a thing. Nothing. Mounting evidence that Ilhan Omar did indeed marry her brother in an immigration fraud. But first, let's make some money, baby. All right, summer's over, and maybe you never quite got that beach body that you were hoping for, but there is always next year, and you gotta start now if you wanna be in shape for next summer. You can get a jump start with Riduzone. There's one ingredient in it, it's called OEA. And OEA, what it is it's a natural metabolite of olive oil. It's produced in the body. You produce it, I produce it, everybody produces it. And so maybe you're thinking, well, if I already produce it, why would I need Riduzone? Because in order to produce enough of it, you'd need to chug gallons and gallons of olive oil, and that obviously is nuts. Nobody's interested in doing that. That is why you need Riduzone. It is America's first and only FDA-accepted new dietary supplement of OEA. Riduzone supplies you more of what you already have and helps you with weight loss, portion control, and body-burning fat. So if you're looking to lose weight this season, I strongly suggest you give non-prescription Riduzone a try, and you use the promo code MILLER to get a 30% off a 3-month supply plus free shipping. Go to Riduzone.com. That's Riduzone.com. All right, so the pancake thing that I mentioned at the top was not a joke. Trump has been credibly accused, you know, they love credibly accused of stealing pancakes from a relative. According to Newsweek, embrace yourself because this is intense. A distant cousin of the president, Alice McKay, related to Trump through his mother's family, the McLeods, said the commander-in-chief is an unpleasant man who has never used any of his wealth to help his mother's local community. Well, this is just groundbreaking reporting. Good for you, Newsweek. McKay recalled one morning, this is horrifying, one morning when the future president committed two, not just one, but two social faux pas in quick succession. He was here one morning, I was busy making pancakes, she says, and he had forgotten that my husband died, she said. He put a few pancakes in his pocket and never said cheerio or anything. I mean, I'm speechless. I mean, that's enough to skip the whole impeachment process and have the guy forcibly removed from the Oval Office. I mean, that's the only option here. He needs to be forcibly removed from the Oval Office by federal marshals immediately. I mean, is that not what needs to happen? Of course it is. He stole pancakes. He put them in his pocket. But, I mean, this story is being treated like a real piece of investigative journalism. It's incredible, guys. These people are like housewives, gossipers. Yep, yep, yep. They're disguised as reporters. Meanwhile, there is a very actually scandalous story out there begging to be told involving this high-profile sitting congresswoman's potential marriage to her own brother in an immigration fraud scheme. I mean, is this, if you ask me, this is a bigger scandal, all right, than putting pancakes in his pocket. I mean, can you imagine if it came out that Donald Trump may have married his sister? Even if it wasn't true, it would be the scandal of the century. They would spend months upon months upon months covering it. I mean, they're already trying to make his marriage to Melania a scandal. You know, oh, did he look at her funny? Did he say the wrong thing to her? And yet here is a story where this woman has been credibly accused of marrying her brother, and yet no interest. These aren't new allegations, and there's actual documentation indicating potentially criminal behavior. David Steinberg at PJ Media has been following the story closely for over a year, and it's so complicated, so bear with me as I try to explain it in detail, and we'll get some help from Glenn Beck, who did a great job breaking it down. But according to Steinberg, the allegations began in 2016 with an anonymous tip to two Minnesota journalists, Scott Johnson and Preya Samsundar. the tipster, had presented evidence that Omar married her brother in 2009 and was still legally his wife as of 2016. The tipster had also asserted that Omar may have done it to help her brother commit immigration fraud. Further, the tipster had noted that Omar has been culturally married, whatever that means. She's been culturally married to and living with a second man since 2002, the father of her three children. That's a bit of a sticky wicket, isn't it? Speaking of Scotland, and these journalists looked into the tipster's claims. In Minnesota, divorce records are public. So parts of what the tipster claimed were quickly proven true. And Preya Samsundar, one of the original reporters that I mentioned earlier, wasn't having much luck getting satisfactory responses from Omar's campaign team. But in reading the City Page's profile, she made a discovery. She said, quote, "Whether or not Mr. Zarowski, the author of the City Page's profile, realizes it, he has shed new light into the Omar case. The story, which was originally published on Wednesday, October 26th, Mr. Zarowski wrote that Ilhan Omar's father is named Nur Said Elmi Mohammed. A day later, Zarowski's article was changed, and now Omar's father's name appears in the article as Nur Omar Mohammed. Father's name, Nur Said Elmi Mohammed, it's important because that lends far more weight to the theory that her second husband, Ahmed Nur Said Elmi, is in fact her brother because of that Nur Said part. And if he is her brother, then she would be guilty of marriage and immigration fraud. Ahmed Nur Said Elmi, okay, that's her second husband. She had a first husband that she was faith married to, who she faith divorced to marry Elmi. You know what? I could go through all this point by point, but instead, it would make much more sense on a timeline. So like I said, we're going to go to Glenn Beck, who did just that and presented it visually.
She has a faith marriage, interfaith tradition, which, of course, is Muslim. So wedding bells, interfaith marriage in 2002. Now they get busy, as most young couples do, and they have a couple of kids. But then things turn out a little sad. Yes, the home that they had built together, with the heart over the door, turns out that they have to have a faith divorce. Now, I don't know how you get a faith divorce, but they got one. So they get a faith divorce. I don't know who kept the faith kids or what happened. But then just a few months later, in 2009, it's marriage bells again. And this time she has a legal marriage to Elmi. And it's a faith marriage too, except this time it's not Islam, it's Christian. She has a Christian minister do the ceremony, even though her husband, her, and her ex-husband are all Muslim. Okay, that's not weird at all, because they honeymoon at college at North Dakota State University. Now, you might ask yourself, yes, but where was their love nest? Well, their love nest is really kind of interesting. Here's the documentation, by the way, of the second marriage here. This is the application. Here's their actual marriage certificate. And where do they live? Well, we have here the document from the university showing that her and her new husband, Elmi, went to school together. But they lived in this house. And they lived in this house while Hersey was living there. And the two kids. So kids, this isn't going to screw you up at all. Mommy's just married a new man, and we're going to live with daddy's, or with mommy's faith partner, along with mommy's legal partner, and you two kids, and we're going to school. Don't worry about it. So they separate at the same time they graduate from NDSU. But here's what's crazy. Just a month later, she falls in love again with Hersey. Now, I'm not sure if Elmi is also living with Hersey in the love shack. I don't know. We don't know where he goes.
Yeah, we don't know where he went. Got that? All right. Makes sense? No. But Ilhan Omar, in filing for an official divorce from him, said just the same thing. The above two-page document was signed and filed under penalty of perjury by Representative Ilhan Omar in 2017. Omar had filed for a default divorce from Ahmed Nur Said Elmi. A default divorce can occur when one spouse attests to be unable to locate the other spouse on whom to serve the papers. So you can see in the documents that Omar claimed to not have any contact with her alleged brother husband since 2011. But David Steinberg did a deep dive into Ilhan's social media, which seems to prove that she did indeed have contact with Elmi long after 2011. In this Instagram post dated October 20th, 2013, Elmi posted a picture of him in the hospital, and Ilhan Omar commented saying, "I have been calling and calling and no one will answer. I hope you are okay and feeling better. Please call me. I need to hear your voice." Interesting. Steinberg has a bunch of screenshots of different social media posts that Ilhan interacted with, but has since deleted. So that's looking like a lot of fraud, and I haven't even gotten into the student loan fraud part. Omar is alleged to have married Elmi in the service of federal felonies, immigration fraud, and student loan fraud. While the latter may seem comparably minor, the penalties for a falsified FAFSA, that's the form you gotta fill out to get college loans, are severe. A $20,000 fine and up to 5 years in prison. Also, a falsified FAFSA implicates the accused in years of subsequent fraudulent filings with the IRS. Additionally, there is evidence of state felonies, marriage fraud, and multiple instances of perjury during her 2009 marriage filings and her 2017 divorce proceedings. So how is there not wall-to-wall coverage on this? These legal documents indicate that Ilhan Omar was living with her ex-husband, their kids, and her, at the time, current husband, who may also be, you know, her brother, all at the same time to commit immigration fraud. Now, you know, Trump supposedly banged a hooker a decade ago, and we've heard about that for weeks and weeks and weeks, if not years. They even believed it might finally bring down his presidency. And then, you know, Brett Kavanaugh was credibly accused of pulling his drawers down, wagging his you-know-what in some woman's face. Actually, somebody pushed it into another woman's face. He needs to be off the bench immediately. But no, Ilhan Omar, no, she's beyond reproach. No. We could not touch what could amount to the most outrageous political scandal since Ted Kennedy left that woman to die in his car. We're just going to ignore that. Omar is practically begging us to tell this story. She recently called more attention to it by deleting this tweet that says, "Happy Father's Day to my abbot Nursed. I am forever grateful to Allah for giving me the best father." And then we don't know what it says after that. So remember I told you that this Nursed thing is important. So her father's name is Nursed. Ahmed Nursed Elmi is the second husband. So, I mean, I'm not an expert in Muslim naming conventions, but I know that Somali children, because I read this a few minutes ago, usually have a three-part name, and the middle name is usually the name of the father, which means that the man that she's married to, his middle name is the name of her father. So that could mean that the man that she's married to, who has the name of her father, could very easily be her brother. Not gonna say it 100% proves who her father is, but there's more than enough to go here and to open an investigation. There are a few reasons why they don't, though. There's a few reasons why the left doesn't wanna touch this. Number one, Ilhan Omar is a member of the squad, and the media has told us that we can't pick a fight with the squad because it makes you racist. She's a monster that they helped build up, and now they are a slave to her and AOC and Rashida Tlaib, because if you criticize them, you are going to incur the wrath of Black Twitter or whoever else they're afraid of upsetting. So you can't talk about it. The second reason you can't talk about it is because it kind of fits in with the first one. It's you cannot criticize a Muslim woman. You know, there are social hierarchies they abide by, and Muslim women of color are strictly off limits. The third reason they don't want to touch this, the third reason they don't want to take this up, is because it proves that there are very serious problems throughout our whole immigration system, not just at the southern border. Our entire immigration system is flawed to its core. And they can't admit that because we are supposed to adore immigrants. They're, of course, what makes the country great. The only thing wrong, of course, with our immigration system is that it doesn't let enough people in. That's why you only see conservatives and not objective reporters, and certainly not the left, trying to get to the bottom of what should be a bipartisan effort to arrest this woman and throw her in jail. Our congressional correspondent, Nate Madden, tried to ask her in person what the deal with this is.
Congresswoman, do you want to address the questions about tax and immigration fraud related to your two marriages?
Guy looks back like, "What? How dare you ask such a question? How dare you ask such a legitimate question?" Her response would have likely been, "No, and I don't wish to address these issues having to do with my personal life." But because, of course, she denies, because Ilhan Omar denies the allegations, we can't, the reporters aren't going to ask anything else about it? In response to questions about why she deleted the tweet, one of her spokespersons said, quote, Rep. Omar and her family are subject to constant threats. When people write vile things on posts about people she loves, including posting disturbing and doctored images of her father, she takes them down. Okay? Okay? Norsed means happy light, and it's just a coincidence that that's also her dad's name and her husband's name. It's just a coincidence. It's been her dad's nickname since she was a kid. Just a nickname, guys. He has a public page with the same name. She isn't deleting it for the disturbing and hateful reasons that are being implied by conspiracy theorists and legitimate media outlets shouldn't be spreading conspiracy theories. Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I don't buy it. Quickly want to tell you about Keeps, though, our next sponsor. Don't want to lose your hair? If you've been seeing some signs of early hair loss, you may want to listen up. You might not know what the cause of your hair loss could be, but it could be a hormone called DHT. Now there's a possible solution. The FDA has approved two hair treatment products to help control your DHT and prevent you from losing your hair. It's even triggered hair regrowth in a good percentage of guys. But until now, those products were very expensive. You had to go see your doctor. No one wants to do that. Very inconvenient. So here's the good news. A company called Keeps offers the generic versions of these two approved hair products. So not only are they up to 90% effective, they're now totally affordable. How it works is you snap a picture of the back of your head to see if you're balding. A licensed doctor gives you the hair loss treatment you need. Go to keeps.com/WHB for your free online doctor consult and get your first month of hair treatments for free. That is keeps.com/WHB, keeps.com/WHB. All right, so we've gone through all of this Ilhan Omar nonsense, and am I right? She's been credibly accused. That's the standard. That's the standard for investigation. So my question is, where are the prosecutors? Where's can Attorney General Bill Barr do anything about this? Where's he? What is he doing here? We've got useless investigation after useless investigation into Trump, but not this woman, who's on her like third or fourth husband and potentially maybe married her brother to commit immigration fraud, and then there's a little bit of, you know, student loan fraud mixed in as well. Bill Barr, I guess, should use his power as Attorney General to get to the bottom of this. If Congress can do it, why can't we? What kind of example does it set for the country if we turn a blind eye to potential immigration fraud at the highest levels of government, in the halls of Congress? And if a little Ilhan Omar, if she has nothing to hide, then what's she so scared of? It should be easy to set the record straight if she's telling the truth. A reminder to everyone, I'd really appreciate it if you'd please rate, review, and subscribe to the White House Brief podcast. It will make sure the truth rises above all the other stuff out there. So please rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks for listening.